I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. In high school sports, a regional final girls soccer action last night with trips to the state tournament on the line. In Class 1A play from around the area, in Region 1, it was Bishop Heelan defeating Tri-Center 3-0. In Region 2, Trainer a 7-1 winner over St. Albert. And in Region 3, Gilbert beat Van Meter 5-1. In Class 2A play, in Region 1, Spencer an 11-0 winner over Carroll. In Region 2, Lewis Central beat Glenwood 4-1. And in Region 3, it was Norwalk, a 1-0 winner over Winterset. And in Class 3A play, in Region 1, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln advancing with a 5-0 win over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. So that now has set the state tournament field for girls' state soccer tournament, which will begin next Tuesday, June the 8th, and continue then through June 11th on Friday for the championship matchups. The Class 1A bracket, the top seed Davenport Assumption will take on the 8 seed Bishop Heelan. The 4 seed Nevada will take on the 5 seed Waller Catholic. The 2 seed is Trainer. They'll take on the 7 seed Gilbert. And the 3 seed Columbus Catholic will take on the 6 seed Des Moines Christian. All those quarterfinal matchups on Tuesday the 8th. In Class 2A, also all the quarterfinal games on Tuesday the 8th, the top seed Waverly Shell Rock will face the 8 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier. The 4 seed is North Polk. They'll face the 5 seed Spencer. The 2 seed Lewis Central will take on the 7 seed Dallas Center Grimes. And the 3 seed Norwalk will take on the 6 seed North Scott. And then the Class 3A matchups, all these quarterfinal round games also coming up on Tuesday. West Des Moines Valley is the top seed. They'll take on the 8 seed Muscatine. The 4 seed Dowling Catholic will take on the 5 seed Ankeny Centennial. The 2 seed Pleasant Valley will take on the 7 seed Ankeny. The 3 seed Waukee will take on the 6 seed Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. That's a look at your state girls soccer brackets for coming up there for next week. Also, in other soccer notes, the boys state soccer tournament finals are being contested today at the county soccer complex in Des Moines. All championship games being played on Field 9 at the complex, and the action will start at noon today. The Class 1A title game will have Notre Dame West Burlington taking on Western Christian, and then at 2:30, the Class 2A matchup between Cedar Rapids Xavier and Bondurant Farrar. And the Class 3A championship game will be at 5 o'clock as Iowa City West takes on Pleasant Valley. That's a look at the boys' state soccer finals here today. The Hawkeye 10 released the boys' all-conference soccer teams on Friday, and Lewis Central had 5 players on the first team. Kyle Gappa, Will Devine, Colton Costello, Easton Adams, and Jonah Churchill were all first-team picks. Denison Schleswig had 3 on the first team, including Yahir Zavala, Eden Berrios, and Jeffrey Menendez. And then Ashton Lyon of Harlan was also a first-team choice. Atlantic ended up having 3 honorable mention picks, Ethan Williams, Keegan Garcia, and Bo Dickerson there for the Trojans. You can see the full list by following a link on that same story on our sports page at KJN.com. Also today, the 2021 Girls State Team Tennis Tournaments will be contested. The Class 1A tournament is being played at the Prairie Ridge Sports Complex in Ankeny. Coaches' meetings were at 8 a.m. Play began at 8:30. The Class 2A tournament being contested at Johnston High School Tennis Complex with the same time schedule. Tournaments are a Final Four format with winners of first-round matches meeting in the final and then first-round losers playing for third. The Class 1A bracket today has Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Spirit Lake Okoboji in the first round, and Fairfield faces Columbus Catholic there in the opening of that Final Four bracket in 1A. In 2A, Dowling Catholic takes on West Des Moines Valley in the opener, and Cedar Falls will take on Iowa City West there as well. That's a look at the matchups for the girls' state team tennis being played here today. Last night in high school softball and baseball action, starting off on the softball front in Western Iowa Conference play, was AHSTW a 12-0 winner over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia picked up an 11-0 win over Audubon. Trainer a 13-5 winner over IKM Manning. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam 8-3 over Arweva. Woodbine beat Glidden Ralston 11-4. Coon Rapids Baird an 11-1 winner over Whiting. Corner Conference, Griswold 17-1 over Sydney, and Stanton a 9-8 winner over Fremont Mills. Pride of Iowa play was Wayne 12-0 over Southwest Valley, Southeast Warren a 10-1 winner over Lennox, and Central Decatur 11-1 over Bedford. And at the Murray tournament, it was Nottoway Valley a 10-1 winner over Seymour. Orient Maxburg beat Murray 12-8. It was East Union over Lamoni 13-0, and Melcher Dallas beat Moravia 11-3. Moving on to high school baseball from last night in Western Iowa Conference action, AHSTW a 6-5 winner over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia beat Audubon 16-0. Underwood a 13-2 winner over Riverside. IKM Manning beat Trainer 8-5. Corner Conference play, it was Sydney, a 16-1 winner over Griswold, Stanton, 7-2 over Fremont Mills. In Rolling Valley action, Cam, an 11-1 winner over Arweva, Exira EHK beat Booyer Valley 5-1, Woodbine, an 11-0 win over Glidden Ralston, Coon Rapids Bayard picked up two from Whiting, 16-1 and 20-1. And in Pride of Iowa action, it was Southwest Valley, a 6-3 winner over Wayne. Southeast Warren beat Lennox 11-2. And Central Decatur, a 16-1 winner over Bedford. And in non-conference action, it was St. Albert, an 18-2 winner over Councilbus Thomas Jefferson. Lewis Central beat Councilbus Abraham Lincoln 16-4. And Southeast Polk, a 15-1 winner over Creston. That's your high school baseball and softball scoreboard there from last night. The Atlantic girls softball team getting set to host their Atlantic Trojan tournament today over the Atlantic Little League complex just across the street here from the studios. Also in Major League Baseball yesterday, game we had for you on the radio, the Cardinals rally fell short in a 6-4 loss to the Reds. Dylan Carlson had three hits while Tommy Edman drove in two. Edmundo Sosa hit a home run. Kwang Young Kim allowed three runs in three innings to take the loss as the Cardinals fall to 31-27. Kansas City Royals were a little bit more successful. They scored nine in the first and four in the second on their way to a dominant 14-5 win over the Twins. Whit Merrifield went 2-for-4 with three RBIs and two runs scored, and Michael Taylor added two hits and three RBIs. Brad Keller struck out five, scattered seven hits in five innings to pick up the win. Royals now 29-26 on the year. And other Major League Baseball scores yesterday, it was the Red Sox beating the Yankees 5-2. Pirates beat the Marlins 9-2. It was the Orioles over the Indians 3-1. Also, the Nationals picked up a 2-1 win over the Phillies. The Astros beat the Blue Jays 13-1. The Dodgers 9-5 winners over the Braves. Rangers beat the Rays 5-4. It was the Brewers a 5-1 win over the Diamondbacks. The White Sox beat the Tigers 9-8. The Athletics beat the Rockies 9-5. Angels edged out the Mariners 3-2. And it was the Giants 8-5 over the Cubs. The Padres 2-0 winners over the New York Mets. St. Louis Cardinals back in action again here today. 12:20 pregame start time. First pitch at 1:15 as the Cardinals are at home again there to take on the Cincinnati Reds. Also in NBA playoff action last night, it was the LA Clippers, a 104-97 win over the Dallas Mavericks as that series is now tied at three games apiece. We'll go to a deciding game seven. That'll be played coming up on Sunday. Today's schedule has the Brooklyn Nets taking on the Milwaukee Bucks in the opener of that series there. And in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs last night, it was Montreal Canadiens picking up a 1-0 win over the Winnipeg Jets as the Canadiens lead that series 2-0. And the Vegas Golden Knights picked up a 3-2 win over the Colorado Avalanche as the Avalanche lead that series 2-1. Today's slate will have the Lightning and Hurricanes playing. The Lightning lead that series 2-1. And it's the Bruins leading the Islanders 2-1 in that series, and they'll play again here this evening as well. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.